for improving your fluency in English, networking internationally, and having fun talking about today's hot topics. We have one-hour conversations on Zoom 7 times a week, Monday to Friday. Want to join the conversation? Get a 40% discount on the first month of membership with the discount code ECC40. Members love the club, so please join us. The link is in the notes for this episode. Now, let's dive into this week's topic, how to persuade people to see your point of view. Hi, Karen. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Christina?
Doing good. It's the end of the day here in France. So
the beginning of the day in the United States.
There you go. So yeah, so I'm winding down. You're getting started. And not connected with any of that, but today we're talking about how to persuade people to see your point of view. Very useful skill, no matter what you're doing. It's not just about making sales. Everywhere in life, ever since you're a kid and you have to persuade your parents to like let you stay out late, you're going to need to know how to do this.
Yes, yes. It's very, very useful skill. That's why I chose this. I get a lot of my students asking me, well, how I'm in a meeting and how can I influence, you know, people in the meeting to see my point of view. So yes, it's very, very useful skill. And if you read the articles, it gives you some specific things that you need to do. Like they talk about dilution effect, which is, okay, say your points very clearly, very concisely, and then that's it. Don't, dilute it with a lot of different, more into it. Say what you need to say.
Right. Don't just like keep talking to maybe fill up that space and you're waiting for someone to say something. It's very interesting. And I don't know if you ever read the book Persuasion by a guy named Robert Cialdini?
No.
Okay. Sort of a very, very famous book on the topic of persuasion and influence. And he goes into lots of very concrete tips and techniques and things like that, like what you just said, actually. And there was one that really stood out because it was just so like, it was stupid simple. And it was like, when you want to ask someone to do something, or you want to ask them to let you do something, putting the word because somehow makes that request much more powerful. And they did a lot of studies on this, actually. And they would find that, for example, in an office, you're waiting to use the photocopier. Someone is making copies already. And you go up to them and you're like, sorry, can I just pass in front of you to make this one photocopy? Because I need to make a photocopy, which doesn't justify anything. It's not like because I'm in a hurry, because I'm in a meeting right now. It's like, I need to make a photocopy because I need to make a photocopy. And I don't remember the actual statistics, but they found that when you did that, you use that technique, much more the person would respond positively to your request. And I was like, that's insane. Just because of one little word. And you don't even need to have a rational justification, but it's like, that is a Jedi mind trick. That's all that is.
Yes. They talk about that in the article also. And I like what they said in the article. They said, it's just a matter of saying the right words in the right way at the right time.
Right. No, it's, And I was, before we started the recording, you were telling me a story about how you actually persuaded an entire jury of 12 people. Was that right?
Yes. Have you ever been to jury duty?
I have never had that pleasure, fortunately or unfortunately, I don't know, but I have never served on jury duty.
I get called for jury duty. I don't know why they always call me on the jury. I have no idea. I think I have this look on this like naive look on my face, like, oh, we're going to choose her. This was when I was living in Chicago, and I'll tell you a short story about how I persuaded the jury. It was amazing. I don't know how I did this. And then after that, I said, maybe I should be a lawyer. But it was about this young kid in downtown Chicago that was accused of stealing this lady's wallet. Like, downtown Chicago, they have people like, doing like shoe shine and things like that when you're walking down the street. So she accused him of stealing his wallet. And, it was a very short trial. And, you reconvene in the jury room, you come up with a verdict and everything. And I said, I think he's not guilty. Nine of the people said, no, he's guilty, guilty, guilty. I said, no, I think he's not guilty. And I persuaded the jury to change them. Every single one of them changed their mind. Oh, yeah, you're right. And the one when thinking about it, the one thing was it was confidence. Like I was so confident in my conviction that I changed, that I influenced them. So I think confidence and conviction is another thing that people need to have if they want to persuade.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. It's like because maybe they were thinking he was guilty, but they weren't 100%. Maybe they were like 80% sure or 90% sure. But if you're coming in and you are trying to change their minds and you seem like you are 100% sure, then maybe they start to doubt and they're like, well, maybe she's right, actually. And I'm not. Yeah. Very
I should
interesting.
be a
Okay.
lawyer.
Yeah, exactly. It's like go and be look at
Have
persuade people.
conviction. Yeah, if you're going to influence or persuade, have that conviction. Believe that in yourself, and believe in what you're saying.
Yeah, have that confidence. And I think that is that's probably one of the best pieces of advice that somebody can have for just being able to persuade people. Be confident about what you're saying. If you've got that confidence, they're going to have confidence in you. And yeah, not very interesting. Thank you for sharing that story with us, Karen. That's very interesting.
Have lots of stories.
Well, you can share them with the members in the conversation club. They can ask you about them. Right. Well, thanks a lot, Karen, and talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for listening. But if you want to do more than just listen and you want to practice speaking, get more vocabulary, and get the confidence in English that you need for your career and your business, join us in the English Conversation Club. You get 40% off your first month with the code ECC40. And the link to join us is in the podcast notes. This is Christina and Karen from Business English with Christina, and we'll talk to you soon.